You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it flaunted.
No, no, she can't take your mind and leave. I know just another trick she's got up her sleeve. I can't believe that she really wants you to die. After all, it's more than enough you pay for your life. Wait a minute, what's doing with your
Sunday time? Night, and this is the place to be. The Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. We are broadcasting live from Battery Gardens down at Battery Park once again. I got to tell you, folks, it was my mom's birthday. We went there with the family for brunch at 11:30 this morning, and I never left, okay? I mean, if you've never been to Battery Gardens, I got to tell you, the food is excellent. The atmosphere and the view, how do you beat a view of New York City Harbor and the Statue of Liberty with the Staten Island Ferry coming by, the Liberty ships, schooners, sailboats, large ships, small boats, Circle Line, unbelievable, you know, and different ferries as well, like I just said, the Staten Island Ferry. But it's something that you really should recommend to your friends, your family, and if you're driving, you know, recommend it to tourists, because if they want to know where to eat, where the food is excellent and the view is excellent, that's the place to go. You know, I was with my granddaughters. I asked, we would ask everybody walking by, where you're from. No one was from New York. Everyone was from different countries. It was amazing. But anyway, on my way down there on the Harlem River Drive, right as you approach 125th Street, there's always some traffic there. And I was astounded to see in the left lane going north, four young boys on bicycles on the Harlem River Drive in the left lane. That's like a death warrant. I don't understand. How can you do that? And another thing I don't understand is Metro North. You take Metro North, you know, you want to make sure that the conductors are safe and take safety tests, and the engineers especially. Well, 20 employees were accused of cheating on their safety tests. 10 conductors and engineers actually pleaded guilty to criminal charges. Okay? They were caught in a cheating scandal. Now, they saved their jobs. Okay, and each had to serve like a 2-month suspension and do something else. They had to clean the bathrooms on the trains. Do you know what would happen if anyone cheated on a test to get a hack license, for example? You're out. You'll never drive a taxi in New York City, any kind of test, to get a hack license. But when it comes to the safety of the public, 20 engineers and conductors cheated. Is it that hard to pass a safety test? So 2 months off and cleaning bathrooms, and then they can probably get their jobs back. That, my friends, is outrageous. Now, our phone number here is 1-800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Okay? We are going to have a show with recalls. That's something that everybody looks forward to on the show. Safe Driver Awards. We're going to have 5,900,000 recalls. And no, I'm not going to read every one. The mayor and pedestrians, gas prices, we'll hit on, and we'll also hit on a new record that was hit for bike lanes in New York City. A little later on the show, We'll have a couple of guests, John Frata, the spokesman for the Feast of San Gennaro, and also Gene Feisch, who's the founder of the New York New Works Theater Festival. And that's very interesting. So let me just tell you a sick Taxi Dave joke while we're here, and I have your attention. Yeah. Get in the mood. And this comes from this joke comes from Paula, okay? So it's the young lady who sent this to me. In case of emergency, this is good to know. I had a flat tire on the interstate, so I eased my car over to the shoulder, got out of the car, opened the trunk, and took out the two cardboard men that I keep in there. I unfolded them and stood them at the rear of the car, facing oncoming traffic. They look so lifelike. They are in trench coats, exposing their nude bodies to the approaching drivers. But to my surprise, car started slowing down, looking at my cardboard men, which made it very safe and easier for me to work by the side of the road. And of course, traffic started backing up and everyone was tooting their horns and waving like crazy. It wasn't too long before a state trooper pulled up behind me. He gets out of his car, starts walking towards me. I could tell he wasn't a happy camper. And he said, "What's going on here, lady?" And I told him, "My car has a flat tire." And then he says, "Well, what the heck are those obscene cardboard men doing here by the road?" And Paula tells me that she couldn't believe he didn't know. So she told him, "Hello, those are my emergency flashers." Oh, gosh. Did you ever hear that one, folks? Yes, I'm embarrassed to say this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I would be too.
All right, and I also have a... I also want to congratulate Brother Ben on his promotion at work. So congratulations there. There you go. You know.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, I said that. We celebrated her birthday, Mom. We celebrated Mom's birthday right here at Battery Gardens. We had a nice brunch. Outstanding brunch, actually. Okay. So let me start with, let me just start with taxi stands because that's really bothering me. I got two calls today. And one of the calls happened to be where one of the bombs exploded because there were two more taxi stands taken away. And I know for a fact that these stands were used because there's fast food places near them. 6th Avenue and 14th Street, it was the southwest corner, gone. And 6th Avenue and 23rd Street, the southwest corner, taxi stands are gone. Okay? And it's not fair. Because I'm getting complaints almost every day that there's no place to park the car if you need to take a break, if nature's calling or you want to stop and eat something. You know, drivers are human beings too. Where are the taxi stands? Where have they gone? What the heck is going on here? Can't anybody park anymore? Here's a notification that was received at 6 o'clock from New York City just to let everyone know on the street closures. Based on the explosions in Chelsea and Manhattan, West 23rd Street remains closed between 5th and 7th Avenues. 6th Avenue remains closed between 14th Street and West 25th Street. As far as trains that are bypassing 23rd and 28th Street, it's the T, E, F, and 1. T, there's no T. It's the E, F, and 1 trains. And as far as buses that are being detoured around the area, the MTA M5, M7, northbound, M23, X10, X17, X27, X28, and X1. So watch the news tomorrow morning, folks, if you want to see what happens there, if there's any changes in that. Okay? Our phone number is 800-321-0710, and we will have some guests on later in the show. It was really a special event down at the Manhattan Borough Community College in Lower Manhattan, where a number of TLC, Taxi and Limousine Commission licensees, were honored for having no accidents and no summonses in all of 2015. Now, there was a special award to longtime driver Elliot Kugelman, who's been driving for 38 years, Howard Kugelman, who's been driving for 38 years, and his dad, Elliot Kugelman, who taught him how to drive. It was a lovely story. You know, he said, "We didn't have GPS, so I put my son in the car, and I took him or drove him around the city, and I told him that's how he learned how to drive a cab." So it's the first ever Legacy Award at the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Father and son for all those years. Okay? But the honor roll for the Taxi and Limousine Commission, the honor roll safety honorees carried passengers a total of 5.6 million miles in 2015. That's like 24 trips to the moon or 225 trips around the world. There were 378 drivers on the TLC list. 188 drive yellow cabs exclusively, 46 drive exclusively green taxis, and 88 drive exclusively FHVs. Interesting, because there's three times as many FHVs, and 88 drivers got safety awards, and 188 drivers get yellow cab safety awards. For accessibility, the wheelchair accessible taxis, 20 drivers were honored for their superior service. Now, from January until the end of July, these 20 drivers conducted 3,264 accessible trips with their taxis. Just those 20 drivers. So congratulations to all the honorees. There'll be pictures in the October Taxi Insider newspaper, which you can find on NewYorkCityTaxiNews.com. That website is owned by a retired taxi driver. That's NYCTaxiNews.com, and you can check out September's Taxi Insider, which is in there right now. Okay, we're done with that. Let me just get to gas prices. Is that what you want to hear about? Okay, gas prices. About 8 years ago, gas was selling for $140 a barrel. Okay, today it's selling for less than $50 a barrel. And because there's an abundant global supply, and a lot of other reasons, you know, I mean, there's diminishing demand for gas this time of year, especially because vacation season's over and people are getting the cheaper winter blend. But the AAA says the national average for gas prices has declined 11 out of the last 12 days, reaching $2.18. And that's 18 cents cheaper than a year ago. Now, there are 9 states where the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is below $2. And just last week, there were only 4 states. So the states that are below $2 for a gallon of gasoline are South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, New Jersey, Louisiana, Tennessee, Virginia, and Oklahoma. And if you're interested in the average state prices, New Jersey is $1.98. $1.98 in New Jersey. Interesting. South Carolina, $1.90. Alabama, $1.94. Louisiana, $1.99, and the same for Oklahoma, Virginia, and Tennessee. But on the other side, there are 4 states that average over $2.50 a gallon of gasoline. The highest being Hawaii at $2.78. California, you know, they use the most gasoline every year, $2.74 a gallon. And not far behind that is Washington and Alaska. So there you go. Gasoline prices, and if you get a fare to Newark, New Jersey, to the airport, Newark Airport, fill up over there. You're going to save some money, that's for sure. Where are we now? Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We'll take your calls. You know, my guests are coming on a little later, so I'd love to hear from you if you have anything to say. You know, what seems to happen every week is people send me emails and call the last 5 minutes of the show when there's no time to put things in order. And Noah, the engineer, hey, how you doing, Noah? Noah, the engineer, okay, does a great job fielding the calls. It's not easy working the board, doing the commercials, and making sure the show runs smoothly. So if you do want to make a comment about anything regarding transportation, hopefully, 800-321-0710. It's unusual, but our phone lines are open and ready to take your calls right now. We do have an email here. This is from Virgilio Carballo. The yellow taxi industry is divided, splintered, whatever you want to call it. Uber has jumped in and taken advantage of this lack of unity. Not to mention that $60 billion can buy a lot of politicians. Ooh. Don't forget these politicians need a job when their gig is up at the TLC. I feel sorry to those for those owner drivers who got suckered into buying a medallion from the city and then to be left on their own devices to be able to make a living with the added competition from all app hailing outfits. I've said this before. It would be better to have organized crime sell the medallions and have them take care of the protection and make sure everyone follows the rules. Our wimp politicians are not up to the task. That's from Virgilio Carballo. Thank you very much for that email. I do appreciate it. And right now, we'll take our first caller on the Taxi Dave Show, Gladys. You're on live on Taxi Dave.
Hi, David. How are you? It's Gladys.
Hi, Gladys. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. I was talking to one of my passengers about a week and a half ago, and they told me that, I want to know if this is true or not, that Uber attempted to buy the medallions and the TLC refused to sell it to them. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about it, but I think I know about 4,000 guys who would be and gals who would be very interested in selling their medallions for.
No. This is very serious. What I said is, do you know anything about Uber wanting, before this whole mess started, do you know anything about Uber wanting to buy the medallions and then TLC refusing to sell, which I find that to be horrible because the people like me and a lot of other people who owe a lot of money, if these jerks from Uber would have bought, we could have paid the bill and keep walking. I mean, I have nothing against selling to whoever wants to buy this thing right now.
If Uber wanted to buy New York City taxi medallions, they had an opportunity at the last auction for the wheelchair-accessible vehicles, right? And they could have bid on those vehicles at that time, on those medallions at that time, under a corporate structure, the mini-fleet medallions. To my knowledge, I have not heard anything about Uber wanting to buy medallions at that time. But let's face it, if they're doing street hails, they should have medallions. You know, this is the most backward city when it comes to the unfairness regarding that. You know, oh, yes, we regulate everybody the same, except yellow cabs. You know, we have to pick the cars that the TLC, the Taxi and Limousine Commission, tells us. We don't have freedom of choice. These are the vehicles you must buy. And half of the cars, when your old car retires, have to become wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Uber, right now, you can buy any car. It's not right. It's not fair. They're doing the same thing we're doing, whether you street hail with your hand or whether you e-hail with a phone. You're doing the same thing. You should have the same rules. Do you agree with me, Gladys?
And yes, of course. And then so the answer to that question is no. They never attempted to buy the medallion.
This is the first I'm hearing of that.
Okay. And because the guy was from the Wall Street area, so he told me that company attempted to buy and whatever. I just told you what I told you. And another thing
Something, they're very good at staying out of jail, but I think that's the best thing they do. As far as dabbling in the yellow taxi business? Yeah, I'm not quite. All right, we have some other callers. What else do you have, Gladys?
I was going to make a comment about the guy, the one who was talking about the city council and how they don't want to approve that left turn over there somewhere, fresh metals, blah, blah. Why is it that we keep complaining and complaining within ourselves, but we don't seem to be able to get these politicians out of their jobs? Because they, no matter what, that's their job. You know, how come we can? I mean, complaining in your radio show. Yeah, so what? Who's gonna dry my tears? But how is there a way that we can put these politicians and try to make them lose their job? Because voting doesn't do nothing for them. You know
voting does everything for politicians. You know, people need to listen and they need to call their politicians in their districts. Whoever your city councilman is, whoever your state assembly person is, your state senator, okay, if you're upstate, you have trustees and And you just need to call your politicians and tell them how you feel and tell them what's unjust, and also tell them you represent a large segment of people who feel the same way you do. And if things don't change, you know, this sounds like it's time for one of those presidential candidate moments right now. Okay. See if you know which presidential candidate for the presidency of the United States we're talking about. Okay? One candidate was the United States Senator from New York State in the United States Senate. The other one congratulated himself as having the world's best memory and then testified 3 weeks later in a deposition that he had no memory of ever saying that. And I won't even get into some of the other things right now, but that's just one moment. We'll have another moment a little later. Gladys, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Ann, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, Ronald. Ann is gone. Ronald, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Listen, I was wondering, how are the leasing companies doing? And the reason I ask is because my broker, who deals with a cab company in Brooklyn, just lowered my lease rate from, it was $2,000 a month down to, he lowered it down to $1,500, and it's really difficult for me to pay my bills with a $1,500 a month lease rate. You know, I'm
for those of you who
I'm retired. I drove a cab for many, many years, and
Do you have loans on your medallion?
No, thank God, no.
Okay, well, you know, there are people who have loans on their medallion where their loan payments might be $3,000.
And sure, I understand
that. For those of you
that
who don't know, a lot of medallion owners, instead of selling and paying capital gains tax and then having no income, sometimes their accountants advise them to lease their medallions. And to lease a medallion, the income at its high point was somewhere around $3,000 a month.
Right.
As the asset dropped in value, and as drivers migrated to other segments of the industry and yellow cabs sat, they couldn't get their cars out. So what was their biggest expense? Paying the owners, like you, Ronald.
Yes.
And
yes.
So in order to survive, they were lowering the rates. Now, the city has done, the Taxi and Limousine Commission has done a couple of things that they would help to stimulate the drivers coming back. That have left. And some of them want to come back, but they're tied up in leases from what I've heard. They have a universal license which just passed unanimously at the TLC meeting this past week. It'll take 30 days to become law. So as we discussed once before, it's not that you don't have to speak English to drive a cab. You have to speak English. You just don't have to take the English proficiency test. So there's a universal license happening. And also, they did away with the owner must drive rule, where you either needed the owner like you, Ronald, to drive the car, or a long-term driver who needed to drive like 9 months straight in order to qualify. And that's been done away with. So we're in a transition period now. Also, traditionally, it's a Muslim holiday. And a lot of drivers during this time would go back to their countries for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months, and then come back, you know, at the end of September yet. And so we're hoping to see the end of this month, the pendulum swing the other way. I don't know what to tell you about what leasing agents are making. That's what you asked. You know, you should ask the leasing agent what he's making. But obviously there's been a problem and it's affecting everyone. This has trickled down. It's not uncommon for me to see older drivers get back behind the wheel and start driving again. The problem is some people like you, Ronald, who are older than you, who can no longer drive, and now they can no longer lease, and now they can no longer sell. They have a non-performing asset. Okay, so what do you do? Yet, I want it to be known that the drivers who are working, because many of them show me their TPEP numbers. Their TPEP means the credit card GPS numbers that you see every time the driver presses the meter. Well, all that information is recorded, and the Taxi and Limousine Commission has it, and the TPEP companies, the credit card companies, have it. And the drivers who work are making great money, and I'm understanding they're making a lot more than UberX drivers are. Okay, So with that, you know, on the horizon, that drivers are making more money. I think, and also the drivers who are now working accessible vehicles, they're getting up to $30 above the meter if they chase an accessible call. And if you drive an accessible car, every single fare, you're getting 50 cents for that fare in addition to what's on the meter. Okay, I mean, whatever's on the meter, that driver, every 2 weeks, the city sends out checks totaling $50,000 to drivers who are driving accessible vehicles. So there's additional income for them. And I'm hoping, as I said, by the end of the month, the pendulum will swing, the workforce will be back, and we can all be a little happier than we are right now. I know it's tough, Ronald.
What would you say is the current lease rate? A person takes a cab and gives it to a taxi broker, and the taxi broker leases it out to somebody. How much can the owner get in today's...
Oh, so you're not interested in what they're charging the driver. You just want to know what you can get if they're leasing the medallion. Is that it?
Yeah. Am I being selfish?
No. You're being inquisitive. But
yes.
I don't speak with every single lease agent, but you can look in the Taxi Insider newspaper, and there's a list in there of many lease agents, and you can call them and ask them what they're giving. Okay?
Okay, Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I listen to your program all the time, and I really get a lot of information from it. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ronald, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, our phone number, once again, is 800-321-0710, and we'll talk about the recalls, and there's almost 6 million of them, the mayor and pedestrians, bike lanes, and then in a little while, the spokesperson for the Feast of San Gennaro, and also the founder of the New York Newsworks Theater Festival. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Day Show, which is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Oh, one of the, here, let's have another upcoming presidential candidate moment. One of our candidates lied about opposing the war in Iraq. Lied about $6 million that he donated to veterans groups. Lied about where the donations on his show The Apprentice went. Lied about releasing his taxes. Lied about meeting Vladimir Putin. Lied about seeing thousands of Muslims cheering after 9/11. The other candidate was the Secretary of State for the United States of America. Guess who I'm talking about? Okay. I do have some recalls and everything. Let me just take a couple of calls. Ed, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good, good. What I'd like to talk to you about is the new law that would take effect. I don't know when it's going to take effect. Limiting the number of hours that a cab driver can drive.
Okay.
I was wondering if that's still in effect or is going to, when will it go in effect? Because the fact of the matter is that if a cab driver is not allowed to work 7 days a week, you know, not saying that they're going to do it constantly, that's going to have an effect on the cab driver. For instance, next week is UN week. Now, any cab driver that can make a lot of money next week, boy, God bless them. I mean, it's going to be really tough out there. And another reason, there's so much traffic out there. There are some days that I'm stuck in traffic for like 45 minutes. Without a fare. I mean, I just got stuck. It's not that I don't know how to drive. I've been doing this 20 years. And, I was, and I'm a DOV driver. And I was wondering if the Taxi and Limousine Commission has taken in consideration that a driver can only work 6 days. So will the leasing company reduce their leasing rate by another day?
Well, you bring up a very, very good point because although, you know, it's hard to argue with safety and the statistics that tired drivers working more than 12 hours a day have 25% more accidents than drivers working less than 12 hours a day. But I do have a problem, the same problem you have. It's limited also to 72 hours a week. And once you limit, I mean, you know, so instead of working 12-hour days now for 6 days, do you work 10-hour days for 7 days with two-hour flexibility? Let me answer all the questions that you asked in that one question. First of all, the rule goes into effect November 1st. So right now we're September 18th. We have a month and a half before the rule takes effect. Uh-huh. Secondly, if you start and you let's say you start and you get in the car and you don't have a fare for the first hour and 5 minutes or hour and a half. In increments of an hour without a fare, in increments of an hour, you will get an hour credit. So if you're at the airport for 3 hours, you'll get 3 hours credit. If you're at the airport for 2 hours and 45 minutes, you will get 2 hours credit towards the 12 hours in that day. So it's not cut and dry. It's not cut and dry starting at 7 and ending at 7 or starting at 5 and ending at 5. Okay, there is some flexibility in there. The problem is that when you do need to work, let's say there's all this traffic and you've been working and you're making less money and now you want to work the seventh day to make up for it, if you've done 72 hours in 6 days, you can't work a seventh day or you're going to be fined. It is problematic. The TLC has looked at everything, and they believe that they're doing what's best for the industry, for the drivers, and for the public. And I'm on your side. I really am. When it comes to a week or a week when you want to make extra money for to go on vacation and you want to work 7 days, or you need extra money for various things. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's take one more caller. Dave, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to just talk about I was talking about Uber, all right? And I feel that, because I was reading the Taxi Insider, that they're doing, they're already, like, giving self-driving car rides with a driver, right?
Right.
In Philadelphia. So I feel like these guys are just going to try to push into New York as fast as possible and throw everybody out of work, okay? But what my question to you is, do you know how many people drive a cab, like, part-time? Like, say there's a lawyer, right, who doesn't have any work and needs to drive a cab. So these jobs are like safety net jobs. Do you think that the TLC and the government in New York City is aware of how important, like, a safety net job like a cab driver is?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that if you don't want to go through the expense of buying a vehicle, insuring a vehicle, because you want to drive 1 day a week or 2 days a week, yellow cab, you know, is the way to go as far as a shift goes. As far as have they considered it, I don't know. You know, they seem to consider everything, or at least they tell us they consider everything.
Right.
You know, if I'm a company... If I'm a large app company worth $60 billion who has a flawed business model because I give subsidies to so many drivers, all that income, the billions I'm getting from Saudis and everybody else and JP Morgan, it's going out to drivers in other cities because the rates can't sustain the amount of money that's coming in compared to the amount that's going out. So it's destined to fail. But if I'm a large company and I'm making 25% on these drivers, how can I increase my income? Well, wow.
The drivers.
If I don't have a driver, I can make 100%.
Yep.
How about that? Isn't that interesting? You know, we had an attorney on this show telling us a big buyer a couple of months ago that, you know, it's going to start in Pittsburgh. And we had callers after he was on saying, oh, it'll never happen in any big city in the country. We're 10 years away from it. Guess what? They're doing it right now. Okay, autonomous vehicles.
Yeah,
right now, as
and they just
in Pittsburgh.
They just bought technology. I think it was $800 million for self-driving trucks. So these guys want to put everybody out of business like as soon as they can. And I'm just like, I think it's a very serious thing.
It is a very serious thing. As serious as a presidential candidate, okay, upcoming, running for the presidential election of the United States of America. One presidential candidate's wife posed nude and is allegedly a mail order bribe. The other presidential candidate of the United States was the first lady married to the president of the United States of America. Recalls. You know what? Let's take a break. And I'll do the recalls after the break, and then we'll take our first guest, John Fratta, who's a spokesperson for the San Gennaro Feast. Okay, so you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. This is WOR 710 Sunday night, the place to be. You get information here, folks, you don't get anywhere else. And hopefully along the way we made you laugh a little bit, too, along with some serious discussion and information. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Get a mortgage. mortgage from a bank. Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Different Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave is back. Before we do recalls, we have a statement from Claire.
Hi, I just want to address Dave and tell him that I totally agree with what he's saying, and I wonder how long the nation, essentially, is going to tolerate the fact that the rules aren't fair, because they're not for everyone who's in the same business. I'm just wondering how long it'll be until people are up in arms, and what's really going to happen, and when?
Thanks for the call, Dave, from before. Here's some recalls. You won't hear anywhere else. Nissan is recalling certain 2016 and 2017 Nissan Maximas, 2015 to 2017 Murano vehicles, and 2015 to 2016 Murano hybrid vehicles. The affected vehicles have anti-lock brake actuator pumps that allow brake fluid to leak onto an internal electrical circuit board. Brake fluid leak onto the circuit board may result in an electrical short, increasing the risk of a fire. So you know when the recall is?
No.
The manufacturer has not yet provided a notification schedule. 2,050,000 Fords, 2012-2015 Ford Focus, 2013-2015 Ford Escapes and Ford C-Max, 2015 Lincoln MKCs and Ford Mustangs, 2014-2016 Ford Transit Connects. The door latches may break, preventing the doors from latching and leading the driver or passenger to believe the door securely closed when it's not, and the door could open while the vehicle is in motion. Okay, so due to a limited parts supply, each owner will be sent an interim notification beginning October 3rd and will receive a second notice when the parts are available. So don't lean on those doors, folks.
Holy cow.
3,640,000 General Motors. My gosh, 2015, 2017 Silverados, Tahoes, Suburban, Sierras, Yukons, Cadillac Escalades, 2014, 2017 Corvettes, Silverados, Trax, Caprice, Sierras, goes on and on. LaCrosse, Spark. Certain driving conditions may cause the airbag sensing and diagnostic module software to activate a diagnostic test. But during the test, deployment of the front airbags, and the seatbelt pretensioners would not occur. If there's a crash, they won't work. That's what happens. And the manufacturer has not yet provided the notification schedule. 5,900,000 recalls right there. Okay? Listen, if you're a New Yorker, there are certain things you gotta love. Okay? I started going to the Feast of San Gennaro when I was small. And when I got married, every year we would go down to Mott Street. With us right now is John Frada, the spokesperson for the Feast of San Gennaro. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on.
Okay. Why don't you tell, first of all, how many vendors are there, what's your favorite vendor, and how many people come down to the feast?
Okay, we average about 1.5 million people throughout the 11 days. We have over 200 vendors. A lot of it is food, games, you know, some fun games. And to me, my favorite vendor is always sausage and peppers. I look forward to that during the feast.
Hey, you know what? We have the same favorite vendor. So when does the feast end, actually?
The feast ends on next Sunday, the 25th.
So all this week through Sunday, people can go down to Mott Street. And that's between where?
On Mulberry Street.
I'm sorry. Tell us exactly where it is.
It's on Mulberry Street between Canal and Houston.
On Mulberry between Canal and Houston. Okay. And why don't you just tell our listeners why everyone who visits New York City, whether you're a tourist or everyone who lives in New York City, should go to Mulberry Street to the San Gennaro Festival.
Well, this has become a major tourist attraction in the city of New York. Aside from the religious aspect of the feast, where we honor the patron saint of Naples, this is something that's a worldwide well-known feast. We get people from Italy, from all over the country that come here. Many times it's people who used to live in Little Italy that come back as a reunion to the neighborhood. It's very important to the Italian-American community because it's part of our tradition and our culture. But it's become more of a favorite for everyone. I mean, it's like we say, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, but everyone's Italian at the St. Gennaro Feast.
All right, so plenty of food, plenty of games for the whole family. Is that right, Johnny?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. And any last thing you want to say to our listeners?
Well, you know, tomorrow is the feast day at St. Gennaro, the 19th of September. So tomorrow we'll have our solemn mass at 6 p.m. at the Most Precious Blood Church. Following that, we carry the saint through the streets, which is, again, part of the tradition that they used to do in Italy. So we do it here. And we invite everybody down. It's a fun time.
All right, so I'll see you down there for some sausage and peppers.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Okay, that's John Frater from the San Gennaro Feast. Another New York thing. The New York New Works Theater Festival, that was founded by our guest Gene Feisch, okay? And it's very unique. First of all, Gene, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you so much. And just so it's... it's actually Gene Feisch Jr. Fish as in swims in a brook.
Okay. Gene Feisch, which is spelled F-I-S-C-H. Gene Feisch Jr. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, Gene. Thank you for the clarification. Now, you have unique theater festival there because you're really helping the next generation of Broadway writers and television writers, if I recall. And you do it in a very unique way. Can you tell us how you do it?
Sure. You know, there are a lot of festivals out there that are fantastic. Myself with a great team put together a wonderful space and environment where we absorb quite a few of the costs for minimal cost. you know, the show goes up in the middle of Times Square in a beautiful theater, and we bring in industry folks, Broadway producers, Emmy Award winners, Tony Award winners, to come and work with these young writers and give them notes and help their plays evolve to the next level.
So if you're writing a play or a television sitcom, let's say, you can actually be judged by Tony and Emmy Award winners and producers of shows? And it anybody we would know have, who's been a judge? or a mentor?
Oh, we have a wonderful group of panelists. Judge is a harsh word. I mean, we try and help everybody. It's not
mentors. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. We do the best we can in trying to help the shows and help the participants. But, yeah, we have a great set of judges. Lucia Kaiser, one of the former senior executives of the Johnny Carson show. She used to run Bruce Lee's production company. She was one of the heads of the Democratic Party at one point. Now she's making some serious movies north of $20 million in budget. Paul Slackus spent his career at CBS, involved with over 150 Emmy-winning TV shows, All in the Family, Carol Burnett, Sonny and Cher. Matthew Lombardo, creator of two Broadway shows. Sean Dow, former CFO of Disney Europe, one of the members of the creative team on Transformers, Toy Story 3.
So you have some top-notch mentors there.
Oh, no, this is real stuff. It's actually exciting. I don't even know why they let me in the room. We have a super group. Lauren Class Schneider, Broadway at the White House. She's one of the producers for the Drama Desk Awards.
So if I have written a show that I think qualifies for Broadway or for television, how would I end up getting to the New York New Works Theater Festival?
Well, you don't even have to think it's qualified for that level yet. You just have to be a talented writer. That's the joy of this. You could be a high school kid who just has a lot of talent, and maybe you don't have the funds. And in this case, I mean, there were some participants that, Abby Judd, Hillary Hershowitz, Melissa J. Gordon, we sponsored ourselves out of our own situations to help people. So you would simply submit to the website, nynwtheaterfestival.com, theater is R-E, and, you know, we would look at your show. It would be submitted to the whole panel. I believe there's north of 25 people. I think it's 26 or 27 folks right now off the top of my head that are on the panel. We would all look at it and see what we see.
So do you have a contest each year and you pick out the best one or the best few?
Well, it's not necessarily a contest. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm using all these wrong words here. The show where the mentors think has the best chance of actually turning into a Broadway show or a television program.
Sure. Absolutely. No, it's in its third year now, so it's very exciting. And we review the submissions. I believe it's something sounding like June. I mean, from February and through June, we get dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens of submissions, and we look through, and this year we selected, I believe, the top 47, and we're going at it. I mean, it's crazy. It's a lot of fun.
And if someone wanted to contact the New York New Works Theater Festival, how would they do that?
Just go to the website. There's a contact option where they could reach out to us. When we're accepting submissions, there's a tab where it says submissions, and all the information is there on where you can send your script.
So for all you future producers, writers, listen to Gene Fish Jr. here, and his congratulations, by the way, on your third year doing the New York New Works Theater Festival. I can't believe that you have so many qualified people, reading and using their experience as mentors to new writers or younger writers or first-time writers or maybe 10th-time writers to give them their professional opinions. It's really a wonderful thing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our audience?
No, thank you so much. We'd love to see you at the festival. So that you know, all the panelists donate their time. The festival semifinals are this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the next Monday.
Where
is that? And then the finals are... I'm sorry?
Where is that?
It's on 43rd and 8th at the Electra Theater. That's 300 West 43rd Street on the second floor. It's a lot of fun. Like, you know, jokes and excitement aside, it is really a nice evening of theater. We go out of our way to make sure there's a good diversity of comedies, musicals, and dramas each evening. And I honestly, I have never heard an audience member walk away not thinking that some of these shows were to their liking and that they, I don't know, everything I've seen, they walk away pretty excited that they had a nice night.
Gene Fish Jr., thanks for coming on to the Taxi Dave Show, and good luck next week.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I appreciate that.
Okay. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. The mayor was talking about pedestrian safety, and responsibility came up for pedestrians. And a caller on the Brian Lehrer Show said there are consequences for the pedestrians' actions. People have to take responsibility. So then the mayor said that the digital age has come with a huge unintended consequence. My folks with the headphones on and walk into the crosswalk. The mayor, while driving himself, actually said that he witnessed digital dangers distracting pedestrians. People have walked right in front of my car, absolutely in a daze, because they are focused on their podcasts or whatever it is, Mayor de Blasio said. We all see distracted pedestrians, but most pedestrians are struck in the crosswalk doing everything right. That's what Paul Steely White said, who's been on the Taxi Dave Show. Then the mayor said the core of the problem is not the pedestrian or the bicyclist, it's the person who's driving a vehicle and speeding or going through the intersection without yielding to pedestrians. That's what Vision Zero is addressing. Meanwhile, there's more bicyclists killed this year than last year already. Anyway, thanks to all you callers, all you listeners, my special guest. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. And listen very carefully, folks. Before you do anything, make sure you don't drink and drive. We'll see you next week on the Taxi Dave Show.
The proceeding was a paid program. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or the ideas expressed.